This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys have been watching the Jeffrey Epstein saga, sex trafficker, that alleged sex trafficker who was imprisoned, put on suicide watch. Now we're being told he was taken off suicide watch. So just hours after taken off suicide watch, committed suicide. And he's dead. They showed pictures because as soon as this happened, people were saying, you know, maybe there was a body switch. You know, maybe, you know, certain high-profile people were involved and, you know, all sorts of stuff came out. But you could see the pictures. I mean, it looks like him to me. And an autopsy was done. And I hate when they say, oh, yeah, autopsy done, but we need a little bit more information. Because, you know, it just brews the drama. It just brews, you know, all the conspiracies and, you know, and I am sure that any institution needs to be very, very careful before something gets leaked to the media, because we want to get the story out fast, but there is going to be a slew of spanking that happens after this one. And so we're now being told that he was off suicide watch when he commits suicide. So people are like, what the hell is suicide watch? What exactly is entailed when we do suicide watch? So we talked about this in the previous hour. You know, basically, every place is different. Every facility is different. But it, you know, has varying degrees of constant monitoring. So let's say you're in a place you have every 15 minutes monitoring. You're not going to be 15 minutes on the dot because people can very easily do the countdown. And so they'll mix it up a little bit. Maybe they'll do 7 minutes, maybe they'll do 20 minutes, you know, but they'll overall kind of, or maybe keep it under 15. Maybe they'll do 14, maybe they'll do 14.3. So there's supposed to be close observation no later than 15 minutes. And then we talked about how they're going to be probably alone in their cell. They won't have any hooks, no hooks at all. They're going to be moved to a particular room. No hooks, no eating utensils. Many times they may not even have toilet paper. No sheets with their bunk beds. Clothes, there's certain smocks that they wear where they can't really rip it, tear it, and try to strangle themselves. Obviously no belts. Nothing that they could kind of hurt themselves with. And then we talked about how a lot of their food are finger foods, so they don't have to have a utensil. And so Suicide Watch is a big production. It's a big choreography with, you know, psychologists and interviews and histories taken and exams and frequent assessments. And it seems like it's a real, real time taxing and employee taxing sort of your process. And so the idea that you're going to have one person on you at all times, that's only going to be for the very, very high risk, super suicidal people. For somebody that knows how to play the game and says, oh, no, you know, I love the Lord, I love religion, you know, just give me a Bible and I'm good. I love life. I'm going to, you know, be here for the long haul because that's what, you know, God wants. Many times they know what to say in the interview and they may be able to get out. We don't know why Jeffrey Epstein got out of Suicide Watch. There's been a lot of criticism over the two guards that were supposed to be watching him. And we hear that they were overworked. They were on overtime. And I mean, that's got to be hard. You know, have you ever been told to, like, you know, man a post and or human a post? And, you know, just watch, and you're like, yeah, I got this. And then you might be really good for the first 15 seconds, and then you get bored. So I think that would be a real, real tough job. But, you know, when we talk about suicide and why people commit suicide, there's a whole variety of reasons. You know, with Jeffrey Epstein, if he really did commit suicide, and this happened the way everybody said, my guess is he wanted it over. He wanted to save his family from years and years of trial. he's not really going to have much of a life after. And so he probably said to himself, I'm done. You know, there's no reason to go through this longer. Death seems better. Now, I don't know how religious you all are. For me, in my religion, if you kill yourself, death isn't going to be that, you know, fun. Okay? Not the best thing to do. So we're not supposed to kill ourselves in my religion. And so for me, I would be, you know, afraid of... Did you guys ever see Little Nicky? Little Nicky was an Adam Sandler movie about hell. And, you know, it didn't look too good. Didn't look too good. Hitler really had a bad... Lots of, you know, bad days. So, definitely don't want to go to hell. And I don't want to see Hitler. Although I do have some choice words and some things I'd like to do to Hitler if I do see him. If I go to hell. So, you know, a lot of people, they when they're in that setting in jail, they're like, well, I, you know, I don't have a future. I can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. The rest of my life is going to be here. And, you know, so my family isn't put through this. I end it. Closed chapter. Everybody can move on. But what about people not in jail? You know, what sort of things are going through their mind when they think they want to end it? You know, why would anybody want to, you know, die? Why is the will to die more than the will to live? Our will to live is instinctive. You know, we're supposed to be fighters. You know, we are survivalists. Now, somebody's in a lot of pain. When you're in pain, you can't even comprehend what they're going through. It's horrible. And so some of them may be like, I can't live like this anymore. But you have a lot of young, healthy people that decide to end it. And so the big problem we have is they can't see around the problem. They have a problem. We're not talking just in jail. Something happened to them, like they were exposed online or, you know, they got broken up with and they just can't see loving anybody else, living anybody else. They can't see what their future is going to be. So when they can't see what their future is going to be and you can't lay it out for them, or they can't see a future that they like or want because they're so fixated on the past, they may consider suicide. They may also consider suicide if they are impulsive and they don't have a lot of willpower. We're like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And because I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Because if I don't do it, I'm a weenie. Okay, I would rather you be weenie and alive than dead and macho. So you're impulsive people. If you have a kid... If you have a loved one who's really, really impulsive, those are the people I'd be a lot more worried about than the ones who plan everything out. Although people can plan and they can be really, really quiet about it, but a lot of times these suicides are impulsive. A lot of them are accidental. They're doing drugs, they're, you know, overdosing, they don't realize they're overdosing, you know, so you kind of wonder how many overdoses are suicide. But a big thing is, you know, with depression and all that, is they want to have control over their end. So a lot of suicides are, I'm in control, I'm ending it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, one of my listeners is a baby boomer, he says, and he has to take care of one of his aging parents. And he says he can't make it with the bills. He really can't make it. He has to take off work to take care of her. And if he takes off work, he's not going to be able to pay the rent. And do I have any ideas on how he can make extra money or save money? Would a GoFundMe page help him? So it's interesting because there was a report that came out talking about how baby boomers are making huge financial sacrifices to become caregivers. Apparently, in a survey of middle-income baby boomers, 46% expect to become caregivers in the future. 92% of those expect to be caregivers are willing to make huge sacrifices to provide care to a loved one. So they're trying to figure out how to reduce spending, travel less, you know, moving to a new home, cutting back hours at work, stopping work altogether. And we've talked about midlife crises. And what we never talked about or discussed when it came to midlife crises is how many of these midlife crises have something to do with your aging parents. You know, we spent a good amount of time saying, don't call it a midlife crisis, call it a reboot. If there's something you always wanted to do, a career you always wanted to pursue, pursue it. If you always wanted to travel, figure out how to inexpensively get where you want to go and travel. A lot of times once you're in the country, it's inexpensive to travel around. Just got to get there, you know, by boat, plane, whatever. And to, you know, take that chapter and, you know, make it one that, you know, is vibrant and, you know, goal achieving and, you know, exciting. Well, all that is fine, good and dandy, and some great advice until, like, my listener, he's from Dayton, Ohio. He's like, I can't. I have a mom to support. I have to work. I can't afford nursing. Yeah, skilled nursing. I can't leave her alone. Now, you have a loved one who you love, you know, and they have long life expectancy, and so, you know, they're going to move in with you for the next 10, 15 years. There goes a lot of your midlife reboot plans. And so the first thing that I tell anybody to do is find family members. And I'm not saying dump stuff on them, but I can't tell you how many of us have siblings, cousins, nieces and nephews, and, you know, everybody kind of seems to dump. I don't want to say everybody, but in a lot of families, and I've seen it, you know, many times, very close to home. All right, well, you know what, you're the oldest, or you're the one that has the best job, or you handle it, you take care of it. All right? Well, the problem is that's puts you in a kind of a tough position. And so other people may say, oh, yeah, I'll send you some money. You know, but times are tough. I really don't have extra money to spend. And so you need to kind of redesign the conversation. And you need to get a family meeting together and go, okay, guys, this is all of our problem. This is this is a challenge we have. This is mom. This is dad. This is grandma. Okay? And so this is the situation we have. We all have to work. We all have things to do. We're all in different places. What is the best situation? Oh, the best situation is them living with you. No, not going to happen. And again, you need to get this organized before the family member has an issue. I mean, we're talking today. If you have healthy parents, healthy grandparents, this is the time to talk about it. And say, guys, we need a plan. Because what's going to happen is one of us is going to take the brunt of it, and then we're going to go bankrupt. And then now you have to take care of both of us. So the problem is going to land on you anyway. So you might as well come and figure this out now. If all the siblings are in the same town, all right, you divide up duties. Now, yes, there's always going to be someone that's going to skate on theirs. So you kind of figure out a duty that they don't skate on, but that happens, you know. But in terms of saving money and what to do if you can't work, I would first contact the health insurance and find out exactly what are your options. Because, you know, health insurance nowadays, and I don't know if the ACA had any provisions for this, which they should have. All right? I mean, I think covering birth control is wonderful. I think that's great. But what about, you know, home health? What about nursing for aging parents? I mean, you know, if you want to help, you know, save the healthcare system and help save the economy, we need our younger adults being able to work. And if you have able-bodied people not able to work because they have to become nurses, and by the way, many, you know, people that take care of their parents, they do it wrong. They're not medically trained. Yeah, we doctors will tell them, well, do this, move them every 2 hours so they don't get a bed sore, walk them around, but they're not healthcare professionals. They don't know how to, you know, change a bedpan or change a catheter or things like that. So, yeah, a lot of our parents do not have to be in a nursing home. They don't have to be in assisted living. They could be at home. But they really shouldn't be taking care of a family member who really should be working and, you know, working on their career and, you know, spending time with the family, et cetera. And the relationship between those two fail miserably. You know, a big issue, you know, children will tell me is, not kids, but, you know, children of elderly parents will say, my mom's going to hate me or my dad's going to hate me if I put them in a nursing home or assisted living. I go, they're going to hate you and you're going to hate them and you guys are going to fight if you're living together and you don't want to be. You know, a lot of people will isolate their elderly parent, grandparent in another room. That's considered elder abuse. You know, but they'll be like, here's a TV, here's this, just whatever, you know, and they're in a separate quarter, and it's, you know, that's not a way to live either. A lot of these assisted living facilities and a lot of these, you know, group homes, I mean, they do activities, they do, you know, they keep, you know, the visitor, the residents, you know, entertained, and there's a lot more that can be done. So your job is to figure out, one, how you can be able to get round-the-clock care for your loved one, or even partial care. Maybe they don't need round-the-clock care, maybe partial care. Two, maybe you do need to get an insurance policy or get the family to all chip in to get an insurance policy. But if you are in a position, like my listener from Dayton, where, you know, we're just having money problems altogether, and it sounds like they were having money problems even before the family member, but the family member, they're really going to be put over the edge. There's a lot of little things you could do. So let's say there's a couple of you in the family, or even friends, okay, that you guys are having money problems, and you're both in apartments, you're both, you know, all right? Sometimes it's cheaper to actually rent a house, and you could separate parts of the house so nobody's in each other's face. Everybody could have their own. You could break down a wall. You could add an extra door, and you could actually make a home. I mean, you got to make sure to check the laws, because sometimes you can't have multiple families in one residence. But if there are ways where you could take a home and divide it in half, right, you know, and have shared living quarters, that'll save you a crap load of money. You know, a lot of family members do that. And so rather than everybody having their own rents and having to pay $800 to $1,000 a month, you guys could pay $1,200 a month, knock the rent down, and have an actual full house, kitchen, things like that, share expenses. In terms of babysitting, right, if everybody could alternate on their half day off babysitting, now you could save money on child care. Neighbors and mommy and me groups. You know, most young parents, they try to gravitate towards other moms, and, you know, and you don't want to just dump your kid on another mom. But, you know, if there's a way where everybody can kind of chip in, you could even ask your boss and you could say, you know what, Mondays or, you know, Fridays are my day, maybe work a 4-day week. And then you manage the group on that one day. And then everybody can go to work because there's at least 5 parents watching kids. And you're not paying for daycare because it's free. Everybody's getting free daycare. So what it takes is us going back old school to what our cavemen parents and grandparents and, you know, forefathers did, where they shared a lot of responsibility, shared living quarters, shared foods. You know, we talked about that, you know, on the weekend. They're like, oh my gosh, if we go out to eat, it's expensive. And when we buy groceries, it's expensive. Then fine, do a potluck. Right? Do a potluck. Get the neighborhood together. Everybody has a big, like, tailgate. Right now, football's coming back. So everybody bring a dish. Everybody eats. There's always plenty of food. Burgers, hot dogs, salad, whatever. Watch football. Boom. You could probably get through a weekend day with not spending more than $10 to feed the family. So you're going to have to use some creativity. And then when it comes to health insurance and, you know, and you know, food stamps and things like that, find out what you could qualify for the state. But I think there's a lot of things we're doing and spending on that we don't necessarily have to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that would tighten the belt on the number of immigrants qualifying for green cards and visa applications. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains the rule would focus on immigrants becoming self-sufficient.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will go on despite Epstein's apparent suicide.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr says investigators will continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein was allegedly running. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how many of you are children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren of immigrants? I think most of us are. So, you know, when my father came, he was screened for health, screened for his language, screened for a lot, had to learn the language quickly, had to take tests, go to class, become a citizen, pass his test, etc. And he had to be healthy, and he had to have proof that there was a job. And his parents had gotten here first, and so they were going to open up a They were going to open up a small store where they fixed appliances, or they were just going to go out and fix appliances. And so it was planned out, and they convinced the American powers of be to let that happen, and that's exactly what they did. They did exactly what they said. They became citizens, learned the language, and held jobs, and paid taxes. Yes, my grandparents, when they aged, did end up needing welfare. We were really grateful for that. But my father had to work. Didn't accept welfare. And my other side of the family went through Ellis Island. And with Ellis Island, again, you could not enter unless you had somebody sponsor you, unless you had a means to work, if you already had a job, or you had money that you could spend to make yourself a home. So, why was America like that? Were they mean? No. It's just America had to, you know, grow, and they had to make sure that they had people coming to this country who could contribute. Okay? You know, it's not about, you know, what we could do for you. It's about what you could do for your country. Not, well, I'm not quoting JFK, but that was the thinking, which is what JFK said, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. And that's really kind of the attitude that's pervaded, whether you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, JFK was a Democrat. Ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. How could you contribute? What could you do for our country? You don't want to be a burden. You know, now, sometimes, you know, you get a bad hand of cards. You know, you were in an accident. You lost your leg. You have a debilitating disease. But if you want to come to America, what can you do to help America? What could you do? That was the attitude of, you know, the United States Immigration Department. So there's now a lot of criticism, and I'm a little confused why, but I understand why, but I'm not sure why this is such a shock that the Trump administration is going to deny green cards to immigrants who appear to kind of be coming here just to get aid and not so much come here to work. So the Trump administration on Monday issued a long-awaited rule strengthening the ability of federal officials to deny green cards to immigrants deemed likely to rely on government aid. Now, mind you, this does not necessarily mean those who are refugees, those who are fleeing, you know, and fleeing persecution. These are people that, you know, want green cards. And, okay, are you going to then work with that green card, or are you going to not and rely on financial aid and be like the Tsarnaev brothers, where you build a, you know, bomb in a crock pot and kill a bunch of Americans during the Boston Marathon? So officials describe the so-called public charge rule as a way to ensure those granted permanent residency that are self-sufficient. It also protects taxpayers. And the principle is an old American value, self-sufficiency. That's according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Acting Director Ken Cuccinelli. Says in a Fox interview, it's a core principle, the American dream, and it's one of the things that distinguishes us, and it's central to the legal history in the U.S. back to the 1800s. Exactly. If you're going to come to America, how are you going to contribute? And even if you can't contribute, are you going to be a burden? If you're going to be a burden, we need to rethink your entry. And again, we're not talking refugees. So they say it will have a long-term benefit of protecting taxpayers by ensuring people who are immigrating to this country do not become public burdens and they can stand on their own two feet as immigrants in years past have done. It's not only a recipe for success, but for America's success growing out of our immigration system. So the updated rule will better define and expand the factors that can be considered to deny an applicant on these grounds. Now, the new rule should go into effect October 15th. It'll define public charge as an immigrant who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within a 36-month period. Now, those benefits include supplemental security income, SSI, Social Security, temporary assistance for needy families, Medicaid, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. And the rule expands the number of benefits that can be considered from interim guidance issued in 1999. So, these factors are going to be considered along with age, health, financial assets, education, which is exactly the same filters that have been used for decades. So Cuccinelli told Fox News that the rule is not so much about limiting success applications, but is about providing clarity to both USCIS staff in charge of enforcing the law and to immigrants about what benefits will factor in a public charge determination. They say there's no reason for anyone to be confused. It's easy to answer the question. Is X covered or isn't it covered? And so they can look on the website and know. So, they say this rule could reshape who is granted permanent residency. Politico reported last year the State Department has been cracking down on potential public charges, with rejections on public charge grounds surging to 12,000 in fiscal 2019 from 1,000 in fiscal 2016. So it shows that if we do start to use some filters and we let people know before they come, they're going to have to contribute or they're going to have to work. And they're going to get that screening. It may just offer a different mindset. Now, I think a lot of people that do want to come to the States do want to work. I think a lot of people do want to work. See, I'm a workaholic. I don't think people want to just sit at home. I really don't think that's what most people want. I think a lot of people end up doing that. They find that it's easier. They find that, you know, well, there's money. I mean, why not? I could then raise my kids. I could do, you know, more stuff around the house. I could, you know, but I think there is an innate drive to work. And I know a lot of immigrants that came here that wanted to work. We have a lot of people from Mexico. They want to work. They really do. A lot of them do. So this starts to kind of define more of, you know, what they're able to do and you know, what we would have to spend. We also need to calculate. I mean, we need to run this country like we run a business. And we need to look at the numbers. If we are worried about health care and providing health care to all our citizens, whether they're legal, illegal, or whatever, we need numbers. We need to know. Can the average person living in our country pay a simple medical bill? And if not, they're going to go to the ER, or they're, you know, not going to be able to get a job and get health insurance. These are numbers we need to know. How many of these people, if the majority of people coming to the States will get health insurance because they'll work for a company that will provide it, then they could figure out that statistic. But if there's people going, no, I really don't have money and I'm here and I'm going to need your help, then they need to know that too. Oh, no, you can't ask that and you can't screen and you can't filter and you can't. Well, the money is going to run out. See, everybody thinks the government has loads and loads and loads of money. And maybe they do, because honestly, I've been paying taxes for decades. I'd really like to know where that money's going. But from what I understand, we are really in the red, like trillions in the red. And here we are with a running faucet of, oh, yeah, come and we have state funds. Like in California, they're going to offer free medical care to illegal immigrants. Well, that's a really nice thing to do, and it may help public health, and it may, in theory, sound wonderful. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of U.S. citizens without health care going, wait. Why are they a priority and not us? We're citizens here. Same ethnicity, same gender, same, where's our health care? So, you know, we are going to have to be doing some budget cuts. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Now, this was tragic. Five children were killed in a fire at a Pennsylvania daycare center, and they're trying to figure out how the hell it happened. So apparently it's a daycare center where kids can stay overnight as the parents worked. Unfortunately, on Sunday, it was ravaged by a fire, killed five, and sent the owner to the hospital. The victims of the lakeside city of Erie ranged in ages from 8 months to 7 years old, according to Chief Guy Santone of the Erie Fire Department. At least four of the victims were staying overnight at the residential house that was turned into a daycare center. The fire reported about 1:15 a.m. Sunday was funneling out of every first floor window when firefighters arrived. Valerie Lockett Slipsky was standing across the street, told the newspaper she was the grandmother of four of the children, and that they were staying at the daycare center because their parents are working overnight. She said the family had two boys and two girls and had used the center for almost a year. So they're at a loss, losing four kids. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership lists the Harris Family Daycare as a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week child care service, including holidays. The State Department of Human Services Office of Child Development and Early Learning listed the daycare as in compliance with requirements during an inspection in December. But a January 3, 2019 inspection note on that list highlighted ashes and cigarette or cigar butts in a child care space, play space, or food prep area. Now, somebody is not supposed to be smoking or leaving smoke debris in those areas. And a daycare center's response to the note is, I will make sure to be cleaned up and remain that way. So the department listed the issue as corrected. Now, there was another department note from the same date that read, protective receptacle covers shall be placed in electrical outlets accessible to children 5 years of age or younger. And the daycare's response was, I turned the outlets so they were closed. I will make sure that they are turned closed when not in use. So the issue was also listed as being corrected. So they think that the fire appeared to have started in the living room area on the first floor. So right now they're trying to work to discover, we talked about the previous hour. A lot of parents, they work overnight. And there's a lot of single parents. And, you know, our kids, daycare isn't an 8-to-5 sort of, need. Daycare a lot of times is overnight. And so you have some parents that go, well, you know what? I could be working while my child's sleeping. Child could be in a daycare setting. Then when the child's up, I'm home from work. I could hang out, play with them. They could go to school. I could sleep a little bit, play with them at night. Then before I go to work, drop them off. And so it's starting to become a more popular way to deal with daycare. Rather than being away from your kid all day, which happened with me. I mean, I remember I had to work 12-hour shifts. So when my kid was just a few months old, I would leave at 10:15 in the morning to make the 45-minute drive to work, which wasn't bad. I'm not complaining about the 45-minute drive, but I had to say goodbye to my child at 10:15 in the morning, and then I would work from 11 to 11. Sometimes I have to stay there till 12:01. I would get home, child would be asleep, so I'd wake up the next day, have maybe a couple hours with the kid, like 2 hours a day with your baby. Not that easy. And so, a lot of parents are finding more, creative ways to do daycare as well as keep your job. You know, there's a lot of debate on the working mom and family structure and child raising and, I look back and I see how, things were in the, in the movies and in TV. I can't say from real life because my mom always had to work. Sometimes she didn't, sometimes she did. On the years that she didn't work and she was home, I preferred she did. I mean, I love my mom, but, I got in trouble, so it's kind of nice for my mom not being home, right? So I didn't get in trouble, yelled at, or have chores to do. But, there's always this debate on, do children need to be raised, with a parent home? It's becoming less and less realistic for parents to be home with their kids. So we use daycare, and we entrust strangers with our kids. We entrust strangers that may give them a cold, that could molest them, that could not be overseen, what another kid could be doing to them. One of my kids was bit by another kid, open wound. And I'm like, I'm putting my kid into a lion's den, and I felt bad. I felt really, really guilty. But I was also grateful to all the daycares because they allowed me to work, and they allowed my kid to learn. They allowed my kid to interact with other kids. And, daycare now is almost like preschool. It's a preschooling. And, these kids that, are going to daycare are doing activities and learning their ABCs. And it's almost, there's almost school curriculums. And so, and remember, kids can learn. So rather than, sitting home watching cartoons, all right, they're, being more active. Not that that's what happens when they're taken care of by a homemaker. But the nuclear American family is much different than what it used to be. Average mom works. Average family has remarried or are single. And child care is a big stressor. You know, we were talking about when we opened today, you know, a lot of cities, school started today, kind of early. Schools are starting early, but, you know, school is, you know, a lot of times a breath of relief for parents because it's a place where kids could be. Because parents have to work. They don't get off in the summer. So we have to work, and then in the summer, it's always like, what are we going to do with the kids? How are we going to do this? Where's grandma, grandma, you know? And, we approach now kids as, okay, well, we have chores, we have this, as opposed to having kids where, okay, this is kind of what life is about. It's about family. It's about raising them. And so for years, I didn't really raise my kids. You know, my husband says, yes, you did. You talked to them. You played with them. You slept, you know, cuddled with them. You, camped with them. You did a lot. I don't look at it as that. I look at it as I worked and I needed somebody else to watch my kids. And so I feel guilty about that. Now, you know, they've turned out okay. But I'm trying to teach them stuff now as teenagers, and they don't listen. You know? And we did a lot of road trips, and I gave them all the talks that I think I could give them, you know, but I just wish I got to spend more time, because they grow up fast. And so, you know, I'm not really sure what our approach should be. I know that a lot of jobs, they're looking at, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll do paid maternity leave. So mom could be home with the kid. And some paid maternity leaves will be a year. Well, that's wonderful, but it's just a year, you know? And then, you know, should we be in a society, a country where, you know, if you have a baby and you're home with the kids, the government pays for that? I don't think a lot of people would agree with that. And I don't think a lot of people could afford to not work. We were talking about expenses and how, you know, between your apartment, between your power bill, your water bill, your car, your clothes, your phone, your TV service, your, you know, medical, gas, insurance. It's not easy to do with just one job. And I think our generation now, or our landscape now, is to not have all our eggs in one basket. There is no way I'm going to entrust an employer that one of my family members works for to take care of us for the rest of our lives. I don't. The average person loses their jobs. They just do. The average administration or institution is run by people that really don't give a crap about you. So you need to hedge. You need to have that second job. Because you don't know when the hell, you know, the crap's going to hit the fan. So our approach is just different these days, and it's very frustrating and frightening to see that, you know, kids have died and they couldn't, you know, be at home with their parents. Not to say, you know, people have fires. I had a fire in my house. I mean, you know, fires can happen. But, you know, if these parents really didn't want to be away from their kids, this is it's heartbreaking and tragic no matter what. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.